Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Something a little bit different in the world of swimming last night in Brisbane at the Valley Pool. Our stars from the Dolphins took on the stars from around the world in a unique skins-style meet. It gives us a chance to catch up one of the superstars of Australian sport who swam last night, Molly O'Callaghan, the dual world champion from the 200, running Olympic champion as well. Molly, always great to have a catch up with you. Something new last night. How was it for you?
It was kind of go with the flow kind of thing. So we had to do our tactics play by play. I think seeing which like swimmer's position was and seeing if they were in the right spot and how they were swimming. So I think with the coaches, we relied on them a lot to get the tactics right to see if that could work. So I think that was the fun part, is just the unknown.
So how much swimming did you do last night, Molly? Because I know you're managing your body a little bit at the moment. What did you push through?
So I got to do the 3x50 freestyle skins. That was a great one. It's a very hard thing to do. I know we typically do that in a training session here and there. And I got to be a part of the 6x50 mixed freestyle relay. That was really cool going off cam. It was quite daunting. And then the very last was the staggered start with the Kaylee, Beck and Alex. So we all did different strokes at different times. So that was really exciting to see who could touch the wall first. And they were really cool events that I could be a part of.
Has it got a future, do you think, Molly?
I definitely think so. There's so much to improve, and I think it was a great way to start. There's always so much opportunities to get more people to come and get involved and for more events to evolve and to kind of mix it around. So I think it was a great way to start, and hopefully we can see it in the future.
It's been another hugely successful year for you, Molly. Congratulations. We get to the back end of 2025. I know that the Queensland Open Age Championships are around this week and you're entered, but you're not going to be swimming, I believe. Time to nurse a few niggles?
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, yeah, I won't be swimming at Queensland States this year. My shoulder is having a bit of a tough time, I would say. So I kind of pushed myself through this meet to just have fun and have vibes and, you know, be around the internationals. And I think it's just time to rest and recover and try and get that back on track.
So is this remedial work without surgery, or are you getting something tweaked under the knife?
Yeah, definitely no surgery. I think a lot of us athletes try our best to not get any surgery, but it's just at the point where all my stuff in my shoulder is very inflamed and it's really hard to settle down. And we're just trying our best, just talking to my doctor and stuff.
So you actually get a chance to reflect, Molly. Dare I say it, we get to the end of the year. Very rarely do athletes get a chance to slow down and look back. When you look back on Singapore, I'm wondering how satisfied you are to have performed so well. Now that life is changing for you in a sense, Molly, you've lived your life as hunting, but now you've really become the hunted. Has it finally sort of settled on you that, you know, for a long time you've been the one sort of chasing, but now you're the one out front, Molly?
Yeah, it's definitely weird because I got to change my mental side and the dynamic of racing too. So I'm going into meets being hunted, and especially in the 200 freestyle. I know in the 100 freestyle I'm still hunting. There's so many great girls in there. And I know all the youngsters are keeping me on the toes. But I think at the end of the day, I just got to think that I'm still hunting for those goals and that I'm never going to be, you know, in front. I know there's people doing great things out there and I always got to push myself to the limits and I'm never safe. So I think just having that mentality of, yeah, I'm still hunting in a way.
You're hearing from Molly O'Callaghan, a part of the Australian team that won that unique skins meet in Brisbane last night, Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Harlan. And Molly, as much as you've always done your thing your way, your story changed because your training partner, your rival, is no longer there. What is swimming for Molly O'Callaghan like now that she doesn't have Ariane Titmus at training or at competitions?
Yeah, I think it's just the factor of I've always focused on myself and my achievements and my goals. I don't think it ever really changes if someone moves on. I still have my training goals and racing goals, and it's quite sad for her to leave us and retire. I know she's left a good legacy on swimming, and especially Australian swimming, and has set the tone. So I think now, especially then, I just keep focusing on myself and pushing my goals. I have a great team around me, and I know there's other swimmers coming through that can push me to achieving something great. So I think, yeah, it's a sad thing that she has left us, but she's still involved in the sport, which is really nice to see. And, yeah, I can't wait for the youngsters to come through.
So it sounds like you're getting a little break. What are you going to get up to?
I think it's going to be a lot of swimming at the beach, a different way of swimming, definitely going to the surf, having a body bash, but also just getting to hang out with all my swim friends outside of, you know, the normal environment and checking out and doing great things, especially just hanging with family, just giving them the time that I haven't been around. It gets quite hard just always traveling and competing and swimming. So I think just hanging out with them and spending quality time is such an important thing. So I think just doing a mix of things just to, you know, fill in that time.
We know that the Commonwealth Games provide such a great pathway for a lot of our elite athletes. And I'm wondering whether or not Glasgow's a part of your plan for 2026, Molly.
Yeah, no, it definitely is a part of my plan. I think any competition that's international, I'll try my best to appear there. I think it's a great learning experience. You know, the format is similar to Olympics, so it's great practice. So 2026 is probably our biggest year of competing. It's quite daunting looking at the program. I've showed many of my family and friends and support team, and everyone's like, oh my God, you're not going to be in Australia at all. So it's full of training camps. It's got the Commonwealth Games, Pan Pacs, potentially a meet in China, and World Short Course in China again. So there's many opportunities to go overseas and get that experience racing internationally. So yeah, it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be hectic, but it's a different way of, I guess, training and racing. So you've got to learn through racing to really put yourself out there for the next 2 years afterwards.
And look, you're still only 21, but you are so experienced. Have you even had a chat to Dean about whether or not you need to streamline your schedule now that you've got a shoulder which is talking to you a bit as well?
Yeah, so Dean and I are always communicating on ways to go around injuries. A lot of swimmers know that swimming is difficult. You're always going to have things pop up. It's just about how you handle it and the people you have around to support you. So I don't think anything changes from this aspect. It's just about managing it right now. So I'm ready to go in January.
Well, enjoy a bit of time off. It was certainly a bit of fun at the Valley Pool last night. Molly, glad that you're able to push through and enjoy it. Enjoy some time off, and hopefully the body responds in that manner as well, because 2026 is going to be a huge one. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.